Simon Shirashirim, trying to do the Sipurnu and Perek Beis. I think we're up to Posuk Dalet. Heviyani al Beis Hayoyin, he brought me into the Beis Hayayin, that's interesting terminology. V'digloi olai ahavo, and his degel was upon me. In love, with love, as an expression of love. Let's see. And the Sipurnu learns. Heviyani al Beis Hayayin el Eretz Yisrael. So now, according to the Sipurnu, we're reviewing the early stages of our history, right? That he took us in the Midbar, and we discussed that a little bit, and the Kabbalah Satira, and discussed that. And then now he's brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Heviyani al Beis Hayayin. Now, why is Eretz Yisrael called Beis Hayayin? Rashi says the Beis Hayayin refers to Oyel Moed.
I think it did this
thing. No, I don't think so.
Because I remember I was making fun of Beis Hayayin being religious.
Could be that was the first time around, no?
Oh, we said Beis Hayayin already?
Maybe in the first, I don't know. Anyway, let's see. Okay. Beis Hayayin, V'digla Olayavo. So the Sipurnu says, Heviyani al Beis Hayayin, he brought us into Eretz Yisrael. He brought us in El Eretz Yisrael, Shehu Mokim Kol Tainug Umozoin Sheloi Bitzar. What does he refer to as Beis Hayayin? Is the Eretz Yisrael is the place of Kol Tainug, all the pleasures, Umozoin, and sustenance, food, Sheloi Bitzar. It came Sheloi Bitzar. It wasn't like the Midbar that it came at the doorstep. But it was Shalei Bitzar. Ki omru ze eretz zovas cholov udvash. Eretz Yisrael, I guess, at the time, and in its appropriate, when the Klal Yisrael is Eisen Ritzoyne Shal Mokoim, that it just zovas cholov udvash. It just flows. It's, everything is Shalei Bitzar. There's the I guess it minimizes, maybe it, I don't think it removes, but it minimizes the klola of Bezei HaSapecha Toich HaLechem. Adam Arishim was given that klol of Isaiah Sapecha Toich HaLechem, but Eretz Yisrael is Zovas Cholov Udvash. Okay. What? No, I'm just saying that we know that there was a klol.
No, I know, but I never heard before that Eretz Yisrael minimum.
No, well, he says it's Mokum called Tainu Gomoza Shaloi Bitzar. And the Pasuk says that Isaiah Sapecha, Isaiah Sapecha, unless you say that sweat is not painful. means you're working hard, so there is tzar. Eretz Yisrael can have that, you know. When the Yisrael is Eisur Ritzoner Shal Mokim, it has that brocha. Eretz Chol Zvash. V'digloi lihi lochem. The degel refers to his the banner, you know, that he puts up. I guess that's the way they go to war. Olai ahavo nilchom ba'adenu be'ahavo. He fought for us with love. Ki omru ki loy bechar bechem yirshu oretz. Ki yemincho uzroacho veor ponecho ki retziso. He says, it isn't with your swords that you are going to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. It's the right hand of Hashem and his outstretched arms, zroacho veor ponecho, and the light that emanates from your face. In other words, Klal Yisrael is talking. Veor ponecho. Why? Ki retziso, because you wanted them. So, in other words, it's very interesting that we come into Eretz Yisrael, this place of the ultimate brocha. I mean, that's mamish. It's the place of brocha in defiance. I like that reference. In defiance of the klola that was given to mankind. That's an amazing mile of Eretz Yisrael. When Yisrael is Yisrael Ritzoner Shel Mokim, it's almost like a return to Gan Eden. You know, it's the Gan Eden in this world that you're going to have Kol Tainu Gomozoi. That's really a description of Gan Eden. Kol Tainu Gomozoi, Shaloi Bitzar, no difficulty. And but at the same hand, to get in there, we're going to have to fight. All right. So we're going to fight a battle. They fought battles. They had to chase out all the enemies. They fought battles. But what was the battle? Yilochem olai be'avo. Nilchom ba'adenu be'avo. Hashem fought for us. Hashem fought for us. That's very important. Nilcham ba'adeno. He fought on our behalf. We think that we're fighting. We're fighting. We have an army. We organize an army. We have gedigolim. We have marches. We have formations. We have tanks. We have this. We have this. Today, too, we should realize that. He's nilcham. Hashem nilcham lahem b'mitzrayim, the pasuk says. He's nilcham for us be'ahavo. It isn't with your swords. You're coming in with your swords. You think, oh, we're going to take over every all the Canaanim. They're all going to run away because we have swords and we have might and we have power and they're a little bit afraid of us because of what they heard, what happened on the Yam Suf and Mitzrayim. No. Ki yemincho uzroyacho ve'or ponecho. It's the Yemin Hashem, it's the Zroah Hashem, it's the light that emanates from the face of Hashem, kaviyochol, ki ritzisom, because you want. It's all based on the fact that Hashem loved Klal Yisrael and desires Klal Yisrael. And here is a very interesting thing, I think, too. There's an equation here. There's love and desire. We have to realize that that's really what it is, a love. The pshat is if he loves us, he's fighting for us. He's fighting for us with love. What does it mean to love? Because he desires us. He wants us. He wants us to be an Eretz Yisrael. He wants us to be his people. He wants us to have kol tainu gumozen shaloi bitzar. And that desire to have that in Mimela, when we have, what happens when we have kol tainu gumozen shaloi bitzar? Well, you can do one or two things. One or two things. In the baser world, what that happens is when you have kol tainu gumozen shaloi bitzar, you end up doing averus. That's what the Chovas HaLevavos says. It says part of the reason for hishtadlus, for the need for hishtadlus, is because if we'd be yeshiv botel, who knows what we would do. We'd just be doing more and more averus. What's that? Mitzvah. That's right. But on the other hand, when there's this ruchnius opportunity, a ruchnius experience, and the opportunity of coming into Eretz Yisrael and feeling that kiritzisam, we can feel that, then fakir, it's just the opposite. We could have when we have that connection to Hashem, that ultimate connection, and I guess Eretz Yisrael is the place, because the ruchnius level in Eretz Yisrael is different from in Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael has a special kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has special mitzvahs, atluyas ba'aretz. It says the Beis. I don't know what that means. That the Beis Hamikdash Shelamato is connected to the Beis Hamikdash Shelamalo. This is the ultimate spirituality. This is where Avraham Avinu did the Akedah. This is where Yaakov came and slept, and all the Malochim came going up and down, and all this is, you know, this is where it's at, and Mimela. So that in Eretz Yisrael, when Hashem wants us, desires us, so we can have a life of tainu mozon shaloi bitzar, and it will not lead us astray. If I care, it will all be because we feel that He's doing it all. Hashem wants us. When we feel the draw of His relationship, then we. In other words, I guess what I'm saying is the shishtadlus that the Chovas HaLevavos talks about is a substitute for feeling that close relationship. When we don't feel that close relationship, we're living in this world, and we're living up in derech hateva, and everything is normal, and which is the way we live normally, you know, then we there's a danger. If we're not going to be mishtadl, if we're going to be yoshev botel, we're going to end up who knows doing what. Doing who knows what. But when we're in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Meireishi Shona Ad Achri Shona. It's mamish. It's the so to speak, the apple of his eye. This is the place, the ultimate of kedusha. Memela, when we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole different experience, and we can feel that Hashem is. He gives us everything below tzar, and not only will we not do anything wrong because of it, we'll grow because of it, and we'll feel that He's fighting the battle for us, even though we're fighting. Here, we're coming in with Shaloi B'Tzar, we're coming and fighting with weapons. But no. It's also Shaloi B'Tzar. It doesn't contradict it, I would say. Why? Because Hashem is Nilcham. We're not fighting. We're just going through the motions. I'm just holding a gun. I'm just pressing a trigger. Well, I guess it wasn't guns. I'm just, whatever it is. I'm just, whatever you do with a sword, I don't know, I'm just doing it, you know. I go like this, but he's doing it. So I'm not having any tzar. It's all, I feel that. And that's the kind of a sense that we can have, a feeling that we can have. in Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem loves us and He's nilcham, He's doing the milchoma, and it's all based on because He wants us. He wants us. Eretz Yisrael is the place that ultimately Hashem wants. You know, to take it a little bit further, just to broaden the perspective. Ultimately, the goal is to bring Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. And the battle that's been throughout history has been the battle between good and evil, which represents Klal Yisrael and Amalek. Amalek has always tried, from the days of Esav, who's the grandfather of Amalek, to interfere with our coming to Eretz Yisrael. It's like the ultimate. There's a sefer Sipurei Nifloyis Miteres Hashem Yisborach, which has a haskoma from Yeshua Leib Diskin, where he describes this whole thing. He says, the moment Yaakov Avinu wanted to come out in Eretz Yisrael, Esav tried to hold him back. When Yaakov wanted to return to Eretz Yisrael after running away, Esav was there with an army to prevent him. When they wanted to take Yaakov to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, Esav was there. It didn't work too well for him. He got his head chopped off, and he had the head v'zoicha to the Moras HaMachpela without the rest of the body. But he tried to interfere. Klal Yisrael is coming out of Mitzrayim. Where were they supposed to go? Eretz Yisrael. Who's right there? Amalek, Esau's descendants, right there to stop us. Later on, there was another episode as they were getting closer to Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar, also with Amalek. They come to Eretz Yisrael. They get sent into Golos. They finally get permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh. And what happens? Haman, Purim, right there. And then, I don't know if he points that out. Maybe he points that out, I don't remember. But then they In the late 19th century, people started trickling back to Eretz Yisrael, right? The first Aliyah, the second Aliyah, the groups started to come. All of a sudden, as things were developing, a new regime develops in Germany, who Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said he had a Kabbalah from Yeshua Leib Diskin, who had a Kabbalah from the Goyin, that the Germans are descendants of Amalek. That's when the Kaiser Wilhelm, who was a friend to the Jews, came to Yerushalayim. Yosef Chaim didn't go out to make the brocha that you make on a king, because he says he has a Kabbalah that the Germans are Mizera Amalek.
And the brocha doesn't apply to Zera Amalek?
What? But I guess not. You don't make a brocha on a Zera Amalek. Amalek is to be exterminated. And the idea seems to be that there's a battle throughout history between good and evil. The ultimate good for the world, the ultimate purpose of creation will be fulfilled when Mashiach will come to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. There'll be a mishpat for Esav. What? Mashiach, I mean, I guess the salvation, the savers. Mashiach and all those that participate in that. I don't know.
We believe evil is pure evil. And what I mean by that is, if you look at all the factors that ended up in Nazism, not that it justifies it, but let's say there was extreme poverty, so on and so forth. That's just, according to Hashkafa, that's just the apidar hateva, the way the evil became manifest. What I'm saying is, let's say they had reasons which mitigate a little bit, but that.
Well, you see, that's
how do we look at that?
That's why the Rambam says, Ein shoyklin ele vedas kel deyos. Only Hashem knows how to measure that. I would say, just that having been said, I would just venture a guess that it could be there's a distinction, because if it's evil that one can perceive emanated from mitigating circumstances, so the mitigating circumstances reduce the culpability, the responsibility for the evil. If there's be'etzim evil, as I believe there was in Amalek, the Molech of the Peshat is that sin is there. One of the rayas that it's a complete sin is very interesting, because by all the other nations, it says, mi sina yosa sina lo ilam. By all the other nations, the Islam and Christianity, what do they want from us? To convert. What? They want us to convert. If you convert, we won't kill you. If you don't convert, we'll burn you at the stake. If you don't convert, we'll kill you. But if you convert, that's fine, right? You convert. Amalek didn't want us to convert. The option was never convert. That's what Haman wanted. That's what Hitler wanted. How do you call it? The final solution. He wanted that. Ashbiso meyenu zichrom. It's interesting how the pasuk in Azinu is marambis to that. Ashbiso meyenu zichrom. It will cease, cause to cease to exist from mankind, the zecher of the Jewish people. That, what? Yeah. That's true too. I mean, you saw was the exaggeration of it was like not shy. What? Well, they talk, but it's very hard. Now people are starting to talk. There's not too many left, but for years people couldn't talk about it. Many children of survivors would tell you that there was never discussed in the house.
Yeah, they called it a conspiracy of silence.
That's right. They wouldn't talk.
I read that the Eichmann trial started help.
Yeah, once it was talked about public, but they couldn't. It was too traumatic. The trauma of, someone told me once, Strix's grandfather, you know, Abe Strix said, he says he wakes up every single night with a nightmare. Every night he wakes up. Still, this was 50 years later. He told me this 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it is. So every night he wakes up with a, you know, what they saw, what they went through. He lost his family. Anyway, so
what
I'm just saying.
Though, Christianity and Islam would let them convert, but.
But Nazis only, no.
So that shows. That
yeah, no, I'm just saying. You see, that it was pure evil. It wasn't.
You're saying it's not even like they wanted us.
Yeah, it was nothing to gain. Let's say miyotza sin aloilam. So there's a certain mitigating factor that with the Jew, they're jealous of the Jews. Mm-hmm. Jealousy perverts a person's justice judgment in this, you know. So they were jealous. Look, they have this. Why don't we have it? Why? And look what they did with their jealousy. They try to co-opt it. They made the Talmud. They made made them translate Shivim Skenim, you know, to translate the Targum HaShivim, and Islam incorporated so much into its religion. They wanted it. They needed it. They were jealous. They had no part in it, and they needed it in order to do other things. But so there was even more jealousy. You know, we need you. We hate you, and yet we need you. We want to get rid of you, and yet we need you. You know, so they had to develop. But Amalek was pure rishis. But anyways, what I want to say. So that seems to be the battle for everything. When Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael in the proper way, for Olu Moishiyim Bahar Tzion Lishpeit Asar Esav. Esav and Amalek is an anical of Esav will be destroyed. Then Hashem will be the Melech al kol ha'oretz. The next Vohay Hashem leMelech is not, that's not in the order of Psukim. We just say them together. But I'm sure they were put together for that purpose too. Then it'll be Vohay Hashem leMelech al kol ha'oretz ve'yom ahu yeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod. So that's really the goal that we await. But Eretz Yisrael, in its proper proportions and dimensions, has that ability to, as we go in other words, we have the ability to have a life of kol tainugu mozein shalei b'tzar, and the realization that even though we're fighting battles, it's all that Hashem is nilcham, and we're aware that it's all from love because He desires us. This is all about Hashem desires Klal Yisrael, and that desire is why. Well, what's the desire? What's Hashem's desire? As long as we're talking about it, as if we know what we're talking about, you know? What's Hashem's desire? It's very one thing He desires. Olam chesed yibone. He created the world to do chesed. Klal Yisrael is right now the critical ingredient in bringing about that fulfillment, that unfolding of the divine master plan. Because the world failed at that plan. Odom Rishon and Gan Eden, it didn't work. He had to be chased down. Noach Ubonov, by the time it came to Avraham Avinu, the world was vaita mushchas, right? The world was ready, the people were ready. Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Terach was an Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu had to start again. Klal Yisrael became the only hope for the eventual unfolding of the Olam Yishim Ahar Tzion, V'hoi Yisrael Hashem HaMelucho, V'hoi Hashem LaMelech Al Kol Oretz, and I'll be, how do you call it, Umol Oretz Deyas Hashem Kimayim Le'amachasim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires Klal Yisrael because they are the vehicle for him to be able to be do chesed to the entire world. That's what it is. But it's a very interesting thing that it, his love for Klal Yisrael mitzad echod, it's a love. It's I mean, bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. It's a special, unique status. But the rotzoin that he has, this special, unique status, v'yisam li'skul v'mikol ha'amim mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. What does the Sipurnu say there? Sipurnu. What does the Sipurnu say? What's the it says? V'temtiyul li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. Says. It shows the Klal Yisrael to be the lochovin ulahiros leminho enoishi likre b'shem Hashem, to teach and to convey the message to all of mankind. Leminho enoishi means mankind, not just Jews, to call b'shem Hashem. In other words, the Klal Yisrael was chosen as the vehicle to bring about this ultimate message. So mitzad echod, he has a special love for us. We are school of Mikol Amim. Mitzad sheni, when they get out of hand with their school, oh, the chosen nation, chosen nation, chosen nation, there's a flip side to the chosenness. And I mention this because it's very important sometimes when people are upset. I don't care about the goyim, what they think, but the Jews that are upset. Oh, chosen nation, we can't. That's what do you call it?
Elitist,
you know, that doesn't go today in the liberal world, you know. So we tell like this, you know what we're chosen for? You know why Hashem desires us? Because we are the vehicle to bring his chesed to the entire universe, to fulfill the purpose of his creation for you, for everybody. So our chosenness is not a selfish status. It's a status. In fact, it's a little bit insulting to us. Oh, he didn't choose us for ourselves. He chose us as the vehicle. I mean, it's not really like that, because it's a privilege to be chosen for that vehicle. It's a privilege to have his confidence that he puts in us to be able to do that. But mitzad the people that are so annoyed with it, they point out this is what we are as teachers. We're chosen. Uvazatem skuli. That's the lotion that evaded me before. Uvazatem skulali. With what are you school? The Sipurna says, "Liois mamleches koyanim, lehovinu lehiros leminho enoishi likre b'shem Hashem," to teach mankind to call b'shem Hashem. So, don't get so bent out of shape with this chosenness. We're chosen what? We're chosen with the mission to bring everybody else on board to fulfill the ultimate purpose of creation. So Hashem should be able to be mischasid with every bria leminho enoishi, with everyone in the human race. That's already something that people can tolerate. You know what I mean? They can stomach that. It's not as... Anyway, but that's really what it's about. And that's why Hashem loves us and wants us. And Eretz Yisrael can be the ultimate place where that's going to come from. And just put in a word for the political situation today in the world. And I'm not talking about the United States elections. But for the political situation in the world today, we ain't there yet. We certainly don't have kol tainu gavozen shaloi b'tzar. We certainly don't all appreciate the love of Hashem, that Hashem is nilchom ba'adeinu be'avo. And b'meila, we have a long way to go.
How do you feel about Trump?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I heard people saying...